This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest this evening is the Emmy Award-winning host of The Amazing Race, now in his 36th season on CBS. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Phil Kogan. Nice to have you back.
But yeah, and I'm hoping you're not going to offer me up a whiskey shot like you did last time.
Would you like a whiskey shot?
I think maybe Stephen would wait till later, because I honestly don't know how I got through the last interview after you gave me the shot.
Because we also have vodka, whiskey, vodka, tequila, and rum, if you'd like, back there. Just let me know.
Yeah, later.
If any place, you know, in this interview, it gets a little rocky for you, just give me a wink, and I'll go get it.
Yeah.
Last time you were here, we didn't get a chance to talk about your home country, New Zealand.
No.
And I don't know if you know this, but I am so smitten by New Zealand. I love Kiwis. They're the nicest people. They make everyone else in the world seem like complete jerks. I love every Kiwi I've ever met. I doubt you could name a Kiwi I didn't like. Like, is there any Kiwi that people don't like?
The only person I can think of is there was a guy who bullied me at school.
Oh, wow.
I'd love to say his name on national television. I won't embarrass him, but...
Oh, wow.
No, I'm not going to. And but that would be the only...
Do you do the adventure stuff down there? Because totally. Y'all are crazy. Like, y'all invented the modern bungee jumping.
Modern bungee jumping. Henry Van Esch and A.J. Hackett. He's actually a good friend of mine. He used to get terribly... I met him back in the mid-'80s, and he used to get terribly stoned, and he lived in a Volkswagen van. And I actually jumped with him early in 89. And then we have an unofficial world record together with 9 of us jumping at one time.
On the bridge?
Off the Carrier Bridge. Which
I've done.
Which you went.
Which I've done. Here's the thing. So where was the van? Was he living in a van down by the river?
Yes. As a matter of fact, he was. And this is like when, you know, if you were smoking marijuana, it was like a major, like,
course,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Now people are a little more liberal about the whole thing. But he's doing really well, and he's an awesome guy, Henry. He was New Zealand downhill mountain biking champion. Mm-hmm. He's a really fascinating guy. And then you remember A.J. Hackett, when they were trying to get the whole thing going,
yeah. They
went to France and they jumped illegally from the inside of the Eiffel Tower. That's how they sort of got the whole publicity thing going.
Wow.
Yeah, but a great thing to do. I was so excited to hear that you went to New Zealand and that you
I'll go back. And I'll go, I've been several times. I would go back in a minute.
I would love to take you on a personalized trip of
what
New Zealand.
Where would you see? What would we do?
Definitely, we would go see some of my family members.
Well, I'm sure I would love them.
A lot of them play the banjo and a few of them are cross-eyed.
I'm from South Carolina.
No, they're
that
fun. They're
scare
fun.
Me.
They love to have a good drink and... Yeah, I just went and did it. Yes, exactly. You wouldn't have to take any of that with you. We could pick up what we need down there. Reefton, there's a place called Reefton. It's like sort of like the last true town of New Zealand, and they're making their own...
Now Reefton describes itself? Do other people describe Reefton that way? We're the real New Zealand town.
Well, you've got to come up with a promotional tag, don't
sure.
you?
Sure, where know? Is Reefton?
Reefton is in the South Island. It's near the Buller Gorge. I traced my family name, Kogan. I wanted to know, how did the Kogans first arrive in New Zealand? I found out they escaped the potato famine, and my great-great-grandfather started off with a farm down there. So I just used that loosely as a way to plan a trip, and I had the best time. It was awesome.
Have you been any place as beautiful as New Zealand, though? Because that's the thing, is that every major, like, geological formation... Every kind of weather system, you've got these two islands, which are only the size of basically Great Britain.
Yep, and Japan, roughly the same size, yep.
You've got everything on those two islands.
We do. We have a lot. And I want to say that ultimately I have been to places that are just as beautiful around the world. But I think ultimately I do believe that places are about the people. Like I've been in the most incredible places on earth and absolutely bored and just sort of like not really enjoying it. Because it's essentially like looking at a beautiful postcard or a beautiful picture, but unless you're there with people. So for me, New Zealand is home, it's family, it's you know, there's a kindred spirit that you have being at home. And so to me, yes, it's beautiful and the most beautiful place for me only because that's where my family is.
Well,
See how I just...
I know, 100%.
Yeah.
We have to take a quick break, yep. But please don't go, and don't you go. We'll be right back with more Phil Kogan. This young man right here is the host of The Amazing Race, Phil Kogan. The finale's coming up.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we're coming up. So tonight's episode was we went to Barbados, which is Rihanna country.
Sure.
For those of you who don't know, if you love, and we wanted to, we wanted Barbados to shine bright like a diamond. I'm sorry, I just walked right into that one.
Sure.
I just hope she's watching because we really got a chance to show off Barbados, and we showed off some road tennis, which is sort of a combination of tennis and pickleball
bowling.
But they play it on the roads with these bigger paddles and sort of a faster bouncing rubber ball. We got to show off Barbados. When I was a kid, I grew up in Antigua for 8.5 years, and I went to Barbados quite a bit. I love it there.
That's where they make, speaking of the liquor bar, that's where they make the Mount Gay rum.
Yes.
Barbados.
Absolutely. Great rum. You don't have any of that, do you?
I don't. I got this garbage from Cuba back there.
You got to get some Antigua rum. That's what you got to get.
Really?
5-year-old Antigua rum.
I'll show you what I have back here, actually. I have this.
Maybe
rum.
We should have a drink now.
I have Havana Club, which is, I believe, illegal to have in the United States.
This show is really getting illegal, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you have a glass?
I have a glass. Yeah. I have glasses.
Might as well. We're towards the end of the interview, you know? I mean, at this stage, what could possibly go wrong, you know?
Now, okay, so what is it like to be the host of this place? You get to travel all over the world. Is that part fun or is that just exhausting? Cheers.
It's totally amazing. Thank you for having me back again. I don't know if I'll be back, but cheers.
Of course. Mm. Isn't that tasty?
Really good. Mm. You know, it's honestly, people say you have the best job in the world, and I really believe, like, the opportunity that I have to be able to share cultures, and I love that we get to show the world in a positive light. There's so much that you see on television and in the media where it's like, here's what's going wrong in this country. And here's what's going wrong over here. And here's what's going wrong over here.
And then people go on TV and they make late night jokes about it.
Yeah.
It's sad.
I've heard
it's
them.
It's so sad.
Do you know these people?
One thing I love about your show is I love your eyebrow.
Oh, the eyebrow,
so this
yes.
This is how you kick off every season is that eyebrow. Where did this start?
So this started from when I was a kid. I was absolutely fascinated by a gentleman by the name of Lee Majors, who was the $6 million man.
Of course. And the Fall Guy, yeah.
And if you don't know who that is, some of you don't know, it was like, we have the technology to rebuild him. You know, it's Steve Austin, and he's an astronaut. He has an accident. They rebuild him, and it only cost $6 million back then to rebuild him.
Yes.
And he has this show, and he's big. Like, he's number one TV star in the world. Burt Reynolds, number one movie star in the world at the time. Dated Farrah Fawcett, if you remember her. And anyway, I had the little Steve Austin doll. And by the way, I still have this doll.
That's you with
That's me
Steve
with
Steve Austin.
Yeah, so I used
And the Bionic Woman doll.
Yeah, well, what I did was I took Steve Austin's clothes and I put them on Bionic Woman, who belonged to my sister. I don't know what that was about. See there?
There.
But anyway, yeah, so that's where I got the eyebrow. It was the left eye, and he had a little sound effect, and it would go... Do, 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 like that.
Well, that's how he was seeing.
Well, that's how he was seeing through the bionic
eye.
And
you still have...
So I still have him. And he's one of my favorite things in the world. And then, a few years ago, I'm at the Kentucky Derby, and lo and behold, who do I meet? Lee Majors.
And you live a charmed life.
I'm so lucky. And his wife, Faith, is a big Amazing Race fan.
Mm-hmm.
And she walks over to him and she goes, I love the Amazing Race, but you stole my husband's eyebrow. Like that. And I went, yes, I did.
Well, Phil, cheers.
Oh, yes, sir.
Here's to New Zealand. Here's the Amazing Race.
Yes.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Kogan, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.